Now, you don't have to go to heaven or experience hell to be red hot for the Messiah. But I'll tell you the truth, it would help for a lot of you to experience the reality of hell and the reality of heaven. I can tell you as a fact that although I have never experienced the reality of hell, I have never experienced the reality of heaven, it's as real to me as if I have. Why? Because I have intimacy with God through Jesus. But I believe God has raised up witnesses in our day that for his purposes, many have died from a medical viewpoint, gone to heaven, and been sent back to tell what heaven is like. And many have experienced hell. Well, we hear lots of shows about heaven, lots of shows about angels, lots of shows about healing, lots of shows about deliverance. But what about hell? Whatever happened to hell? We don't talk a whole lot about hell. It's not the right thing socially correct to do in most circles. But I believe if you had the experience that my guest had, you would not be lukewarm anymore. Let's go to that interview with Bill Weiss. On November 23rd, 1998, you went to a prayer meeting, obviously, figures. It's like 3 in the morning or so? What happened?
Right, we came home from the prayer meeting the night of the 22nd, and at 3 o'clock in the morning, the Lord picked me up and dropped me off in a prison cell in hell. I found myself in a prison cell with stone walls and bars, just like you would imagine a cell. And I didn't realize where I was at that moment, but I noticed immediately the heat was incredible heat, that I should have been incinerated and died right away, but I was still living through this heat. I looked and I noticed there were these two creatures in the cell. They were reptilish in appearance, huge, about 12 or 13 feet tall, large jaw, big teeth, huge claws, and they were pacing like a caged bull in the cell. They were talking amongst each other, blaspheming God and cursing God.
Now, you told me that Jesus had told you later then that he took all memory that you were a Christian. So you went to experience what it was like as a non-Christian in hell.
He withheld it from my mind that I was a Christian and explained that on the way back, but also, so I was there as an unsaved person would be, just like someone had not accepted the Lord. So when I saw these creatures, I didn't realize immediately they were demons, but that's what they were, fallen angels or demons. And they had a hatred for God and for myself. And they immediately directed their hatred towards me and picked me up and threw me into the wall. I felt my bones break. The other one picked me up and shredded my flesh with his claws, just tore up my flesh. And, you know, my wife and I like to work out and take care of ourselves and eat right, and now none of that mattered because the body was just being destroyed.
You know, what kind of pain were you feeling when this was going on?
I felt pain. I felt quite a bit of the pain. But again, on the way back, the Lord explained that he withheld a lot of the pain from me so that I wouldn't have to experience the full brunt of it. Mm. But enough of it to let people know there is literal pain felt in hell. You will feel pain in the heat, and the torments are tremendous in hell.
Now, could you hear anything going on?
The screams were deafening, overwhelming screams. It was terrible to even endure that. But you couldn't escape it. It's just so loud and piercing. So that was one of the things.
It's got to be almost like, say, a Vietnam veteran that remembers those things. It's something that you could never forget.
Right.
Screams.
No, you'll never forget them. I know I won't. But I managed to move. I noticed I had no strength in my body at all. You have no strength in hell. So I managed to somehow crawl. That's as much energy as I could get to make a move. And apparently they let me. I crawled out of the cell. And in one direction, it's completely pitch black, a darkness that was beyond any darkness that you could feel here on Earth. And it was a darkness that you could feel, like it talks about Nexus 1021. But I looked the other direction, and there was flames of fire leaping high into the sky. It was off in the distance. I knew it was about 10 miles away, this huge raging pit of fire. And it lit up the skyline just enough to see the desolate, barren wasteland. Nothing green, no life of any kind, just all barren and desolate. So at that point I was drugged back into the cell by the demons and more torments. But after that, I was picked up and taken out of that cell and placed over near the pit of fire. And it was enormous, about a mile across, raging flames. And I could see the outlines of people in this fire, screaming. They were being burned in the fire and torment. I didn't want to go in there. It was already hot enough, but I knew I just didn't want to go into the flames. That's a terrible thing to have to suffer, and these people were burning. And there were demons all around this cell pushing the people back in as they tried to claw their way out. They really couldn't get out anyway, but the demons were just there shoving them back in. I felt so awful for the people, but also for myself.
Has that thought ever crossed your mind, what it would have been like to be there for all of eternity?
I can't even really imagine. I mean, when I was there, I did imagine it. And it was horrible to live with that thought, to never get out. And I felt so bad for the people. But he allowed me to feel a little bit of his heart, what he feels for the people. And he wept over people going into hell. He doesn't want one person to go there. It hurt him so much that the amount he allowed me to feel, I couldn't stand it.